When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Kendra, I'm sticking to my guns that I think eating grapes in the grocery store is gross, and I don't understand why people peel back the husks of every single ear of corn before they buy it. What is going on? So we have our boss, Steve Salhaney, on the line. Hey, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. We were just thinking about a story you told us once a couple weeks back about corn husks and how you got thrown out of a farm stand for doing it.
Really? So now you're going to go telling everybody I'm banned?
Yeah, you're banned. I mean, tell that story because it is hilarious that you got asked to leave the premises.
Well, I was in a little small farm stand, and I'm there, and I'm looking at the corn, and I'm peeling back a few, and the lady said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm just checking to make sure that everything's okay." She goes, "You can't do that." I said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "Well, then I can't sell them." If I said, "Well, you shouldn't be selling bad corn anyway."
Oh, boy.
And
my God.
She goes, "Well, I just grow the corn." I said, "I understand that, but at your prices, I'm not going to walk home with 2 dozen corn and have half of them be like crap. You can't shop here," is what she said. I said, "What?" She said, "No, I need you to leave."
So was this like a little farm stand on its own, or was it a part of a bigger store? Was it like just a little freestanding place?
No, it was a farm where they sell a lot of other vegetables. It wasn't just a corn place.
Okay. And is this a place that you frequent often, that you and your wife would go to?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. But was your wife mortified? Was Lisa mortified?
Yeah, well, she wasn't with me because, of course, she sent me out to get all the corn. And then I come back.
Without corn.
Without corn. And she's like, "Where's the corn?" And I said, "Well, there was an incident."
And you had to, now you have to tell her that not only do you not have the 2 dozen ears of corn, but you are banned for life from the farm stand down the road.
Yeah. Do you believe it? And she goes, "I can't believe that." So then she sends me back out, and I go to a grocery store chain, and I get 2 dozen corn, and then she's mad at me because it's grocery store.
Well, yeah, the farm corn is
better. It tastes a lot better.
It does.
Let me ask you really quickly, how many corn husks did you pull back? Like, how many are we talking here? Was it like two, or were you like five or six deep?
It wasn't the whole. I was just checking to see, to make sure they were okay. I wasn't going to do them all. And to be honest with you, I like the white silver one, so I wanted that one instead of the honey and sugar or whatever you call it.
Yeah. The thing about you people that peel, you people that are the corn peelers, is it's true. Once you peel the corn, if you don't take it and you put it back in the bin, nobody wants the one that's already peeled back. Because they know somebody rejected it.
But I agree with Steve. You shouldn't be selling bad corn, right?
Yeah. Right. You're not selling defective corn. That's not right.
No, but so how do they know? Every few, there's going to be a bum. There's going to be some runt or bum in the group, and they can't look at every single ear.
Are you saying I'm the bum of the corn? Are you saying I'm the runt? I'm the bum? No.
No, you and Kendra are the...
You're just like me, Sal. You're just like me. One last thing before we let you go. Do you ever taste the grapes in the store? Do you ever peel off a grape and just taste one to make sure the bunch is good?
Absolutely. At $3.99 a pound, I'm not coming home with 2 pounds of grapes that taste like crap.
That's disgusting. You're gross.
Yeah,
eating the grapes and touching them and put them in your mouth.
See?
No, that's disgusting.
That's right. I'm with you. All right.
You people are dirty birds.
Me and the boss are the you people.
No.
You've got this.
We're not all rich like you, Sue. We can't afford it.
Up on Blueberry Lane, living the high life, bougie Sue.
No, that's not true. All right, Steve.
That's good
well,
stuff.
Don't get banned from any other farm stands this summer, please.
I won't. I'll try not to. That wasn't right.
Oh, my God. Well. I love that story.
All right. We'll see you soon. Bye.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.